As being a native of Mountain Home, it is, I think it's very important to have someone that has been born and raised here that represents this area to be able to be the voice of the people of Marion and Southern Baxter counties. My family have very deep roots in this community. For me, I've been blessed to be able to serve on, you know, many city and county and also state boards and, you know, commissions, and just I feel like it is a duty and an honor to be able to serve, and I'm looking forward to being able to represent and be the voice of the citizens of District 4.
You've already spent some time meeting with constituents and hearing concerns. What are some of the biggest concerns that have been that you hope to address if elected?
When I am elected, I want to be the voice of the people. Everyone in the community have different needs. The folks of Peel have a much different concern and would like to see their government represent them in a way that would be different than what, say, Norfolk. And I want to be the voice. Each person has concerns, and they need to be heard. They need to be genuinely listened to and represented in Little Rock. That is a huge passion and charge and challenge of mine. For my personal things, that I am a huge advocate of education. As a cattle farmer, it's also very important to have, for us to have agriculture and farming. If you look at District 4, we have a very large ground population, but if you look at it, we have more cattle and turkey barns, so there's probably more animals than there are registered voters, and so I would like to be able to also be a voice and represent and speak for them. Economic development is something that is a passion and is something that's very important. I am blessed to own a few businesses in the Twin Lakes area, and economic development is something that we need to focus on and make sure that our area grows in a controlled and in a positive manner.